Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Greetings, travelers.
Greetings.
Oh my, Carrie's here with me.
Yes.
This is fun. Are you ready for this?
Well, we're back now. Whole point is we're talking about the thing we did before the next thing we do.
Yes, it has been a crazy trip. And I realized I played the short theme song. People are going to freak out.
What the heck, hon?
I don't know. I'm not allowed to push buttons. This is supposed to be Bo's job. But for these mini-sodes, Bo is traveling and busy, and we're just lucky to have her for the ones we do get her for. So these are for me and my fans, right?
These are for fun because you like to talk and I'm like, well, you better record it because that makes it more fun.
Yeah. So not a deep dive on this one, gang, but we went on some recent adventures and we had to share. I think we talked about going out with Tampa Jay and Chris the Girl to Cades Cove. If not, you can find their videos on YouTube. Tampa Jay is a vlogger who's a good friend of ours, and his fiance, Chris the Girl, who is also an amazing vlogger. And they go to theme parks, attractions, conventions, and we've been taking them to spooky places for years.
Well, they love spooky stuff too, which is, I think, part of why we're friends.
Yes, we all get along very much. And I've taken them to a lot of places in Florida, but now we're getting to take them to places up here because they just moved to Tennessee.
Yes.
So not far from us over the other side of the Smoky Mountains. So that's been a hoot taking them to fun places. But go to their videos and see. We took them to Cades Cove and we discussed some things from the new book. And it was a lot of fun. So then after that, we traveled to our old stomping grounds of the Sunshine State, Florida.
All that fun driving through a lot of nothing and yes. Rainstorms.
Rainstorms because. And Georgia cops. Oh my gosh. They are every exit in Georgia and every small town in Georgia. Just remember that, gang. They're hiding in your trunk. They will come out and give you a ticket for doing 57 and a 55. And thankfully we saw them all and we're ready, but
well,
and we don't speed.
When you pass from North Carolina into Georgia, the construction begins and the speed limit goes way down.
Yes. And they're ready for you to do that. So just, and we were ready for them. So probably the eeriest thing we passed on the way, but we made it to visiting family and friends in Tampa Bay, which is always fun. I got to see both my kids at various times. You got to see your folks at various times, and a special shout out to them for always hosting us and being so nice. But the reason we went,
love you guys,
was the Orlando Oddities and Curiosities exhibit. So,
yes.
Or whatever, Expo.
It's all good.
Yeah, one of those X words.
The one by Prometheus Esoterica, who are amazing.
It was a great shop in Winter Haven, and they are open all year except during this expo because they're hosting this expo.
and they pack up like the whole shop and take it there
to the expo. And it's a huge event. It was at the Osceola Heritage Park, and that's a great exhibition hall in Orlando.
We haven't been there before.
I don't think we've ever done an event there. It was really nice. Yeah, really nice. I guess Osceola Comic Con is there, and some other events. I saw some of their signs.
Okay, looks like they have like horse shows and stuff too.
Yeah, it's an equestrian center. It's really nice. We were in one of the big buildings, and what was funny is they had already sold out of exhibitor space and stuff by the time we realized we were going to be free this weekend. And so we were like, hey, we're going to be down there. And they're like, hey, we've got an extra room that we're putting some overlapping vendors in. So they threw us in that, which was, you had to go through the main room and see us on the way out. So a lot of, I'd say like 80% of the people didn't even know we were there.
The room was basically on the way to the taxidermy classroom. It's, you know, you just have to remember to make a turn before you go out and check us out. Because the main room was like freaking huge. It was really awesome.
Hundreds of vendors. And it was amazing collection of stuff, you know, oddities and taxidermy and all that. And then where we were right next to a bird sanctuary exhibit. And there was a screech owl there, and he was adorable.
I loved him so much.
Yes, he was amazing. We'll try to put pictures up for him because he was adorable. Itty
bitty little cutie. I couldn't believe the whole day he was just looking around, seeing what's up.
And every time I'd look at him, he would just make eye contact with me and stare at me like, I know what you're up to and I will stop you. He just had that furious rage that all little owls have. And it was adorable, adorable. But we were next to some amazing vendors, and man, we spent way too much money there. We always do.
Well, honestly, as much as I love like Comic Cons and Horror Cons, I'm really getting to love the oddities because everything is unique. There's like no licensed merchandise, no movie things, no like comic things. It's all unique things that people have made. And that's like, that's my jam.
Except we did buy a licensed thing. I bought a wreath of the creature from the Black Lagoon. Like, but it was handmade. Yeah, it was.
That was one of a kind.
Yeah, it looked like it was made out of seaweed and all that for our
moss.
Yeah, dude, moss and, awesome. And fish. And it looks like the creature from the Black Lagoon swimming up under this underwater reef. And for those of you who know our bathroom, half of it is Bioshock and half of it is cryptids and creature from the Black Lagoon. So water cryptids and creature from the Black Lagoon. So,
yes.
Anyway.
Always need to add to that.
So we had to add to that. So that was that. And we did really well on sales, which I wasn't sure how we were going to do there, and we were kind of out of the way, but we did really well.
Yeah, I love one-day events because, like, everybody's got to come, go through. It's nice and easy. We don't have to, like, worry about multiple days and more time with family.
Yeah, it was great fun. Then we also spent some time at we'll talk about the thing we did after that in a moment. Okay. But we'll do that after the break. But we also went to a fun little restaurant called Cal Steakhouse. Which was
it Cal Burger?
It was called Cal Steakhouse. Yeah.
I thought it was Cal Burger Steakhouse.
I think it is. But it's just Cal, big word Cal. And it was just wild. It was a small little place, but it had.
It was odd.
While we were there, like
a music rave party.
A DJ came on about halfway. We were there. It was a nice, quiet place, and then suddenly the DJ came out and suddenly started playing 80s. Pop culture and culture club and some other stuff. And then the lights started flashing and me with my epilepsy went, okay, time to go. But we had fun. It was hanging out with my kid. So
it's a Saturday night in Orlando.
Yeah. Callie and their partner was a lot of fun. Ben, sorry, we subjected you to an oddities market. He lived. All right. So next we were meeting our friend, Jackie Sonnenberg. Jackie is an amazing horror author. I love Jackie's work.
Jackie had a booth at the Oddities too.
Yes. And Jackie is known for cosplaying her characters and bringing them to life at these events. That's how she usually promotes her books, as she wanders around big conventions dressed as her character and handing out little flyers. You just met this character from this book. But
she's like next level though. Like, my God, when she was doing the lamb. And she had a life-size lamb with blood dripping from its mouth that she just had following behind her. Oh my God, that was amazing.
The Apocalypse Lamb from the amazing book, The Lamb Was Sure to Go. I have long said I have had this super crush on Jackie's writing. Not many people get horror the way she does. It takes a lot for me to say that, and she does. But we got to film a thing with her. And we'll talk about that right after the break.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
We're back.
So after the Oddities Expo, we ran off to a place with Jackie to do some craziness.
Yeah, Jackie and I had kind of planned this thing for a little bit. Jackie has a new book coming out called
Mock Cobb Village.
And it's kind of hard to describe. It is like an old Ray Bradbury style tale of a kid who goes on an adventure because of a strange ad in a newspaper that leads her to this Mock Cobb Village, which is a town that exists on the Vale, the border of the Vale between this world and another world, where weird stuff's happening and strange creatures keep coming through. And they're worried about the town, is worried about a thing called the Night of Passing, where something, it's their world's equivalent of a late October event that we are familiar with in this world, which is Halloween. And this little kid character that she is, that she was portraying, is named Poe. And she is recruited by a guy named Rex, who is a cryptid hunter and a monster hunter. And they document, and they only fight if they have to, but they mostly are documenting these creatures. But now this town is in trouble. So she based it all on early Halloween lore. And man, is it a great book. It's not coming out till the fall, September. I'll get the official date. We'll put links into the pre-orders on it. But I got to read it early. And so I've been fawning all over it, as I've always fawned over Jackie's stuff.
I think we're totally going to have Jackie on right before her book comes out.
Yeah, we'll have a major episode on for that. But we decided we were going to film a little mini Eerie Travels.
So where were we?
So we discussed it. We were going to go to Greenwood Cemetery, which we wrote about in Creepy Florida, which is a huge cemetery in Orlando. But it was going to be late because we had the event that day. We were pressed for time. There was a threat of rain. And when I reached out to Greenwood, they said no. We weren't allowed to film there. So then I reached out to Rose Hill Cemetery, which we wrote about in another book, and it's a great cemetery, and it's right around the corner from that event center. And they said yes. However, we didn't get out in time, And so they'd already closed.
Well, that section is gated now.
Yeah, right? It's gated and fenced where it wasn't when we wrote about it and all mm-hmm. that. And we hadn't been there in a while, but I remember it was just dripping live oaks and, and all this amazing stuff. It's got a lot of history. It's been around since the 1880s, early days of the pioneers there. It's on, of course, old native burial grounds, but it's also now a cemetery. I mean, it's got stuff from the Spanish-American War, the Civil War. It's got tons of history there. But that area was all fenced off.
Our perfect photogenic area. So, backup plan.
So, right next to it is a memorial garden, which does have a lot of graves. It's not as covered. There's only a few trees in it because they haven't really planted that area.
It's a little more modern.
It does have a nice mausoleum out back for, you know, all the urns and stuff for those that aren't interred. And so we were like, well, if we get that in the background, and then there is this one amazing statue mm-hmm. there, and then it was right next to a couple trees. So we're like, oh, we'll make do. I mean, this is not high production values. We do what we can.
We now, have a race in the sunset.
Now, Jackie was dressed as Poe, and Jackie has a friend named Grail. What a name. Mm-hmm. And what a great guy. He's where Jackie is like 5 foot nothing. He is like 6 foot eight or something. He's incredibly tall, very big guy, very boisterous, very much Brian Blessed in incarnate.
And what does he do in his off time?
He's Santa Claus in his off time. Gosh. So great guy. And he was playing the character of Grail, which is Poe's, who takes Poe on as an apprentice. So he's the cryptid hunter.
Grail was playing Rex.
Grail's playing Rex. Sorry. But anyway, they embodied those characters really well.
Oh gosh, yes.
And so we did a quick bit where I'm Mark Muncy, the Eerie Traveler host, somehow winds up in Mock Cobb Village right before the Night of Passing, and I got to interview them in character. And we're editing that now. It'll be up just before the book comes out. I can't wait to show you guys from it.
It was so fun.
We'll post a photo of that for the tag for this episode because it was great. I cannot wait. But we were in Rose Hill Cemetery, which supposedly has a ghost, but it was a lot of fun. We had great time with it. So.
Oh, I loved, like, when it was starting to be dusk, they had a lot of those solar lights on all the graves.
Kind of made that the ghost-like really cool. looking. So, yeah, that was really nice.
It's very well kept up. I was impressed. All the graves had flowers. There were toys on all the children's graves. Like, that's really cool.
Beautiful. They have the baby land there, which we always worry about baby lands, but this one was a nice one. Mm-hmm. There's a couple spirits supposed to be there, but we didn't see them that night. It's just a very serene cemetery. I like it. And that area, the garden, was really nice. So before we left, though, we hit a couple of our favorite bookstores. We went to Book Rescuers down in Clearwater, which is the best, you know, for just finding used books by the dozens. Oh my gosh. And they have local authors too. That was in Clearwater. But then we also went to our good friends, Paperback Exchange up in Tarpon Springs, Newport Richey. And it's great fun. Lorraine there, we love y'all. That's just one of the greatest little stores.
Totally going to have to do a signing there when we get a chance.
We're going to have to do signings in both those places. Those are great fun. And then we went to visit my other daughter, Beth, into an amazing place.
Now, Erica wasn't there, but this would totally be in Erica's East.
This is a great place. Yeah, so Kubara Sushi, was that the name of it?
I
Kubara.
Think so.
And it's in West Shore Plaza, which is in Tampa Bay. West Shore Mall. Mm-hmm. I actually ran a GameStop there, or an EB Games there many, many years ago.
That mall is not what it was.
No, it's still holding up, though. It was pretty impressive.
Better than some of them.
But the Kubara Sushi was one of those where it's got the little
conveyor
belt that brings you your plates.
I've like never actually eaten at a conveyor belt sushi before, and it was so cool.
It was lots of fun. Our waiter was a robot named Kirby.
Mm-hmm.
She came out and delivered our drinks. And she rolled around and
played
a little music and everything. She was dodging the other, you know, the physical waiters, like Blaze, who was our host. Blaze just came out, sat us, gave us the spiel on how to order things or how to pick up things off the tray. And then we put the discs in the empty plates in, and it scores you.
Yes, for the number of plates.
And you win prizes. Little prize balls come out with little tchotchke stuff. You got a keychain of a sushi keychain of some sort.
Yeah, Beth got one too.
Beth got one too.
We don't want to admit to how many plates we went through because it was just so easy to grab one off the belt.
Yeah, and they even score you. So if you get the app, it tracks how many you've done over and over. So that's scary to know.
That was such like, it was so modern about how it did everything.
And little the anime sushi was really good.
Like I would consider that upper tier sushi.
Yes.
Like your crab rolls are crab. They're not imitation crab.
Yeah.
Like it was really tasty.
And on the little tablet, you could order specialty items that weren't on the
revolver
and on the conveyor belt, and they zipped right to you on this little express belt. That was kind of cool. And little animations played for that too. So it was very Japanese. It was very amazing. We had a lot of fun.
I recommend it. Maybe go in with a target number of plates and watch yourself. Otherwise you will be spending a good bit of money.
Yeah. It was like $4 a plate.
You can get out of there at a decent amount if you don't go crazy.
Yeah. If you only order a couple of plates or three or four plates, which is the equivalent of like a normal sushi place. It was really good.
Some cute little desserts. That butter cake you got was so good.
That was dangerous. That was dangerous. So, but anyway, we had a lot of fun there. And I just want real last thing about West Shore Mall is when I was there, EB manager was one of the first places I learned that it had a Phantom of the Mall.
What?
It had a ghost story. No one really knew the history of it. I honestly haven't really looked into it, so I'm going to have to do a deep dive on that. But that mall was built on an old, of course, Tim McEwen burial grounds there. Everybody said, Native American burial grounds or Indian burial grounds. There are no such things as Indian burial grounds. There are Tim McEwen burial grounds or Cherokee burial grounds or Apache burial grounds. They're not Indian burial ground. I hate that.
Well, we made it hard to figure these things out by getting rid of all the
people. Oh, the tribes that were there. That's true. So I guess it does work a little bit. But anyway, so there was that. But also, pirate graves were there. Many, many years ago. So Tampa Bay loves their pirate history. So I'm going to have to look into it and see if it was real. But the ghost story was that we saw someone running through the mall. Security would freak out and then it would just run into a wall and disappear. And so we don't know what was. It was just like a human form and security would pick it up on their cameras occasionally.
Ooh.
So I'm going to have to look into it a little more. But that was the story back then. And I wasn't really into this back then. I was a dad working on at his day job. And
so this is before the Universal and the Hellview days.
This is before Hellview. This is before anything. So I think the kids were just, Beth would maybe just been born. I think Callie was maybe on the way. So
this stuff was still seeking you out.
Yep. So anyway, that's it, gang. Thanks for joining us on this. So we got some travel locations. Go to Rose Hill Cemetery in Kissimmee. Go to the Osceola Heritage Expo and catch a show there. Definitely check out Prometheus Esoterica in Winter Haven.
Totally worth your time.
Check out the bookstores, Paperback Exchange in Newport Richey, and Book Rescuers in Clearwater. You will not be disappointed by their collections. And to all those places we didn't get to and people we didn't get to see, sorry. And pre-order Mock Cobb Village from Jackie Sonnenberg. I'll put the link in the show notes.
And that's at Four Horsemen
Publications. Four Horsemen Publications, or you can get it wherever books are sold. So I think that's it. And we sold a bunch of Dark Side of the Smokies at our event. So for those of you who can't make it to the events, you can pre-order now to be out August 23rd. Or go to erietravels.com, find our event schedule, and find us.
Still putting more up because we keep...
We get some last minute ones. And then also you can join our Patreon and get some fun stuff, get some prints, get some stickers, depending on your level, get early episodes when we remember to post them.
You got to get those to me too.
All right.
That's part of
this. Will be one of them. So thank you, gang, so much. And we will see you
on the other side.
You got it. You did it. I'm so proud of you.
Everyone's awesome.
finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.